Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Every day, I wake up and think of my ideal life. I have so many goals that I want to accomplish. I have so much that I want to do. I have a vision of my life, and I'm nowhere near where I want to be. At times, I get overwhelmed. And I become so impatient with myself. I truly feel sometimes I'm just falling behind. Feel at times the clock is winding down. It truly is a struggle to stay positive and motivated. Sometimes, like most people, I want to throw in the towel and just give up. Sometimes it just feels like there's just no use. There's just too much ground to cover. I need to cover it so that I can get where I need to be. I need to constantly remind myself over and over again, I am not yet where I want to be, but I know I'll get there. I am not where I want to be, but I am so grateful I am not where I used to be. I am talking to those people that are just about to give up, that are just about to lose all hope. I am here, ladies and gentlemen, to cheer you on, to let you know that you, my friends, are going to get there. You are going to get that promotion. You are going to complete that marathon, and you are going to run for your life. Whatever you are working towards, you are going to get there. But you got to get crystal clear what it is you want, what it is that you are seeking for, what it is you truly want. You must know. You've got to know that you're going to get there. But most importantly, most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, work like hell. Crack the ground and keep moving. Make the ground shake, crack the world, get it going. Don't let nothing stop you. I am pleading with you. When the rest of the world shuts you down, you got to be the one to stand up, shout out, cry out, stand tall, work hard, dig deep, and go after it. There's nothing going to stop me. If you didn't make me, you can't break me. If you didn't make the sun come up, you can't stop me. If you didn't make the moon shine at night, you can't stop me. My purpose, my will, my dedication, my motivation is all about doing the business, because guess what, ladies and gentlemen? That's what I'm about. I'm about that business. I'm about that life. What are you about?
The greatest ability that God has given humankind above the animals is the ability to choose. A dog can't be anything but a dog. A cat can't be anything but a cat. A human being has the power to choose. We can choose. And I'm asking you, what do you see in the future for you? What brought you here today? What caused you to get up? What is it that you're looking for?
You get to choose as much as you want. You get to design it any way you choose. You're not sentenced to your future. You have an opportunity to your future. How do you want it? And if it doesn't make you a little afraid, then you ain't playing big enough.
You all have your own unique rhythms and daily habits and things that you need to achieve and the things that you need to accomplish so that you look in the mirror and you feel like, yes, I can.
Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why fly the Atlantic?
There's a choice. You have to choose for your happiness. You have to choose for your well-being. You have to choose for your family. You have to choose for your health and wellness. You have to choose for success.
When I made a decision to follow my destiny, I felt it calling me. My destiny was calling me.
It's one small step for man.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills. Because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept. One we are unwilling to postpone. And one we intend to win.
One giant leap for mankind.
Because you have a timeline for when you want your dream to become a reality, that don't mean your dream listen to you, baby. I'm not coach right now. I'm your conscience. You're in a fight between will and skill. I say will first because that's where you are. You locked and loaded with skill. You practicing every day, you putting in your work, you buying everything, you making the investment, you living your dream, you walking like your dream, you surrounding yourself around your dream, you got mentors, everything, you putting your work in, you got your skill. Now it's a test of your will. It's a mindset thing you in right now. It's a mindset thing because your challenge ain't moving. Your mountain is not moving. You don't feel like you're making any progress. You're not physically moving. When you see everything else around you and other people around you moving, you're not making progress. You're in the test of your will right now because life says it has a little more test for you. You can look at your challenge with skill and it will see it just as that. A challenge, or you can look at your challenge with will and see it as much.
Understand this and listen to me clearly. You may forget this face, you may forget this voice, you may forget who told you, but get your pads out. Don't ever forget these words that I'm about to tell you. If you want to be great in this life, you only have one choice, gentlemen. You only have one choice. You can make choices that just get you remembered, or you can make choices that ultimately make you a legend. If you put as much time into working on winning as you put into thinking about losing, you'd already be a champion. When we gonna get tired of just knowing and seeing successful people and become one of them? Time is out to sit up here and just make these average decisions, make these irrelevant decisions that don't change you, don't change your family, don't change society, don't change your environment, don't change the world. It's time to make decisions that make you a legend. We see it every day. But the only difference, baby, you gonna make a choice to just be remembered, or you gonna make a choice to become a legend? You gotta stop quitting. We gotta stop giving up. All this TGIF, TGIF. It is now TGIA. Thank God I'm alive. We open our eyes and we're in our right mind. We live as though we really appreciate that opportunity. And every time I see a post, every time I see a tweet, or just anything, I wanna ask the person, Why are you thanking God it's Friday? Hello, newsflash. Tomorrow is Saturday. The day after that is Sunday. The day after that is Monday. What are you thanking God it's Friday for? Because you're preparing to quit. You're preparing to stop what you're doing. You're prepared to clock out. You're prepared to go home. And you're in the mental mindset to do nothing. I dare you to get prepared for the challenges of your life by getting rid of comfort. I dare you. I dare you when you find that job that if you don't have a ride to work that you want, and then when you get there, you take the stairs. I dare you not to take a break, baby. I dare you to work through your lunch. I dare you that when it's hot, that you work faster. When it's cold, you work longer. I dare you to learn something new today that you didn't know yesterday. I dare you to. I dare you to run past that challenge. I dare you to face adversity. I dare you to look at it and say, look, I'm more than this right now. I can handle it. I dare you to look at your obstacles like a mountain. I dare you to stop running from them. I dare you to stop throwing away food because you're scared you're going to eat it at night. I dare you to stop taking the detour because it's a crack house on the corner and it's a liquor store on the street. I dare you to stop running from your addiction. I dare you to stop running from the old you and become the man you know you can become. Mountains aren't going to move. You got to climb that bad boy, baby. You cannot get what you want in your life by being comfortable. Comfort is failing us.
Many of you are denied your dream and your goal because you have a consistency versus an intensity problem. Consistency is when you do something. Intensity is how you do something. And that's why many of you, no matter what you do, no matter how much you do it, no matter who you're looking at, no matter what you read, you're going to be denied because you think that just being consistent at something is going to let you win. And just that earns you the right to win. That I'm being denied that corner office. I'm being denied that car. I'm being denied this quality of life. I'm being denied that opportunity, this scholarship. I keep getting cut off the team. You know, if I just stay, if I just keep practicing, and I just stay around this team, sooner or later, I'll make it. No, you won't. No, you won't, because consistency does not guarantee you the win. Many of you, as bad as you don't want to accept this, you're never going to win because you're not intense enough. And until you get intense to the point that nothing will get in your way, that you will not get in your way, you'll never win.
If it's important to you, you're going to find a way. You won't have to look for a resource. You will become resourceful. It's not always about the accomplishment. It's about the effort. If we can just keep the effort going, the excuse is irrelevant. You got to be stronger than your excuses. Excuses don't get results. Now we've got to go through the process of being stronger than our excuses. We get one opportunity to come this way. We get one shot. We got one life to live. Life is too short to make excuses.
Truth is, everybody's got purpose, right? Everybody's got a dream. Everybody's got something they have to pass or achieve or become. But we are generationally programmed to love convenience. And the truth of the matter is, it is so convenient to make an excuse. I want to give you just a few things that you can do to help you to stop making excuses, to help you to stop habitually gravitating to the place called convenience. If you can hear my voice, you've got work to do. You've got a destiny to fulfill. You've got a purpose to walk into. You've got a test to pass. You've got dots to connect, rooms to walk in, stages to stand on, and tables to sit down. We all want to do something. We all want to be somebody. We all want to go somewhere. And if these things are going to happen, we've got to stop habitually gravitating to excuse. Number one, you got to stop comparing yourself to everybody else. Rule number one, kill the comparison game. Well, I don't do it like them, and I don't say it like them, and I'm not as tall as them, and I'm not as strong as them, and I don't have the money that they have. I don't have the resources that they have. The reason why I couldn't do it is because my parents weren't there for me, and the reason why I didn't get go to college on a full ride because my coach, he didn't create the highlight reel for the sports scholarship. The reason why. And so we're just programmed to blame everybody else. When will you look in the mirror and stop comparing yourself to everybody else? We compare ourselves to the way people look. We compare our stories to their stories and our relationship to their relationship. Every single day, the excuses that we make are like a warm blanket pulled over us, covering up the underlying issue of fear, the spirit, the personality of fear. Truth is that the reason why you haven't done it is because you're afraid. Maybe if you could just listen to this a couple times, maybe you'll stop making so many excuses, because the excuse is nothing but a cosmetic. It's makeup. It's a blanket. It's a convenience that we habitually gravitate to because it just makes us feel better. But the underlining issue, the underlining cancer, the inflammation is fear. We're afraid. We're afraid that if we give our best, the best isn't good enough. We're afraid because we're constantly comparing ourselves to other people. We're afraid that we won't be seen. We're afraid that people will change if we evolve. We're afraid that maybe we'll lose our friends if we began to shift our thinking. You have to have a marriage mentality when it comes to achieving what it is that's on the inside of you, what it is that's in your head, to manifest it and hold it in your hands. You have to have a marriage mentality. The problem with many of you is you keep dating the idea, the potential of focus and success and determination and discipline. You're only disciplined once a week. You're only determined twice a week. You're only enthusiastic about the journey on Sundays or Wednesdays. Once you make a covenant, you know what? I'm gonna commit to this. You're gonna put the blood, you're gonna put the sweat, you're gonna put the tears in, you're gonna lose sleep, you're gonna go days without eating, you're gonna do whatever it takes to make the sacrifices necessary to manifest. There are too many people in your life who have left you. There are too many people in your life who have counted you out. There are too many people in your life who have whispered in your ear and said you'll be worse off without them. Prove them wrong. Keep loving those who have lied on you. Keep blessing those who have cursed you. Don't be bitter. Don't be frustrated. Listen, just remain faithful behind the scenes. Promotion is coming. Stages and opportunities are being prepared right now as you sacrifice in secret, as you put the work in the dark room, as you do what is required to hold in your hand what you see in your head.
Those times when you get up early and you work hard. Those times when you stay up late and you work hard. Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That is actually the dream. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey. And if you guys can understand that, then what you'll see happen is that you won't accomplish your dreams. Your dreams won't come true. Something greater will.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it. Whatever you have a love for, if you have to walk, you will go get it. If you have to beg someone, you will go get it.
I don't think you guys understand how present you guys were with me. You know, you guys were there with me at 5:30 in the morning when I was running the track and I was midway through my workout. And I didn't know if I could make it through. And I thought about the expectations you guys had for me and you had for our team. And it pushed me through. It got me through those 800s and 400s and 100s at 5:30 in the morning. So I thank you.
We're not on this stage just because of talent or ability. We're up here because of 4 a.m. We're up here because of 2-a-days or 5-a-days. We're up here because we had a dream and let nothing stand in our way. If anything tried to bring us down, we used it to make us strong. We were never satisfied, never finished, will never be retired. My high school English teacher, Mr. Fisk, he had this beautiful quote, and it read, "Rest at the end, not in the middle." And I took that to heart. I believe there's time for resting at the end, but for me, that time is not now. Thank you for this tremendous honor and acknowledging my basketball career, but I'm far from done. My next dream is to be honored one day for inspiring the next generation of athletes to have a dream, sacrifice for it, and never, ever rest in the middle. Rest at the end, not in the middle. Be yourself. That's it. Be you. Be you. There's no gimmick. There's no... You don't have to contrive anything. Who are you? Where are you today? What is your story? Where does that come from?
And if you guys can understand that, then I'm doing my job as a father. Thank you guys so much. I love you. Mamba out.
Because if you play with the fear of failing, you'll have the pressure on yourself to play, you know, to capitulate to that fear. If you play with the sense of I want to win, then you have the fear of what happens if you don't. But if you find common ground in the middle, in the center, then it doesn't matter. You're unfazed by either, right? And that enables you to really just stay in the moment, stay connected to it, and not feel anything other than what's in front of you. So, you know, I try to just be dead center.
You start with, what do you want your game to be? What would make your game most unstoppable or hard to deal with? And now you work backwards from there. And you start building it one piece at a time, one move at a time, one counter at a time.
Who would Shaq be if he had your work ethic?
He'd be the greatest of all time.
If Shaq had your work,
he'd be the greatest of all time.
Greatest of all time by a mile.
Sure. He'd be the first to tell you that, for sure. I mean, this guy was a force like I have never seen. I mean, it was crazy. You know, a guy at that size, generally guys at that size are a little timid and they don't want to be tall. They don't want to be big. Man, this dude was, he did not care. He was mean. He was nasty. He was competitive. He was vindictive. I mean, he was, yeah. I wish he was in the gym. I would have had 12 rings.
He had the work ethic.
My God, yeah. We ain't be close. If you're lazy, man, I don't want to talk to you. I won't deal with you. You don't make me feel dumber. You know, you're going to lower my level. I don't think so. You can go over there. There's plenty of teams in here where you'll fit right in. I don't deal with people that don't commit at that level, but then act as if they do. I don't deal with that. I don't. It's real shit. I mean, listen. So, like, we used to get into stuff all the time because it was like, you know, he would say, okay, Kobe's not throwing me the ball. And, you know, media would take it and run with it and all this other stuff. And I'm like, well, bruh, if you were in shape, by the time I run down on a fast break and run back and then run down, you're still coming down the first time, bruh. Like, what the hell do you want me to do? Right? So a lot of our contention came from that.
And even though he was older, you were still confronting him. You didn't care.
Oh, I didn't care. Man, listen.
Day one?
Bro.
From day one.
I knew for sure Rick Fox, my teammates, they all thought I was absolutely crazy the day me and Shaq got in the fist fight. After that day, they were like, okay, Kobe, you're certifiable.
fist fight.
Oh, yeah.
Fist fight.
Oh, I'm not backing down. Listen, either you're going to whoop my ass or we're going to have a night. But, you know. Ain't no, you know, there's a level of respect, and for Shaq too, by the way. That, I know he's told me that day was a big turning point for him because it was like, you know, he's generally used to talking trash and saying what he wants, and nobody really stepping up and challenging him on that. And when he saw me challenge him on that, he was like, "This kid's crazy. All right, I can win with that." You know, and so that
It's kind of the beginning of our relationship, I think.
That's probably never happened to him. That's probably not something that's common to him.
No.
I mean,
also,
7 feet tall since he was 3 years old or something, right?
There was all, this is all coming back to me right now. This also came in Phoenix. My first year we were playing, and he kept posting up, but they kept fouling him, so he kept going to the free throw line and kept missing him. And so he throw the ball out to me. I'm not throwing that back in there, right? So I kept shooting him, right? So we get in the timeout, and he's like, hey, I'm open. I'm like, okay. And so we go out, and same thing, comes, hey, I'm open. Okay. There you go. Come back in, hey, dude, you got to throw me the ball. I said, man, that, get it off the rebound if I miss, bro.
You told him this.
First year. 18 years old, man. 18 years old. And I must have been out of my damn mind.
The story continues. The story continues. So if you fail on Monday, the only way it's a failure on Monday is if you decide to not progress from that, right? So that, so to me, that's why failure is not existent. Because, you know, if I fail today, okay, I'm going to learn something from that failure, and I'm going to try again on Tuesday.
Those times when you don't feel like working, you're too tired, you don't want to push yourself, but you do it anyway. That's the dream. It's not the destination, it's the journey.
But the thing is that information, ideas, do not help transform a person. Because if it did, we would all be jacked, right? I mean, how many bodybuilding channels do you watch? How many books have you read? How many magazines have you read? How many TV shows? How many seminars? How much have you bombarded your mind with ideas about strength and fitness? And you know what? It doesn't mean that you actually got it, right? Because ideas don't help people. What helps people, and this is why I talk the way I do, is showing them a way that perhaps they could transform their character. Who they are is more important than what they know and what they do. The way they see themselves, their character. It literally requires a brainwashing of yourself to see yourself in a different light. Affirmations, visualization, meditation, these are all forms of mental transformation. See, we have these experiences in our life that are not fun, that are difficult. You know, you lose a loved one, you lose a limb, you get really sick. See, these are easy ones, but you're going to experience it in life. You're going to experience some tough. I mean, you can lose your parents, you can lose your children. Like I said, you can lose your limbs, you could be flat broke and hungry. There are so many different experiences that you're probably going to experience in life. You know, getting in an accident, and there's so much. And each one of those aren't arbitrary. Think about how bad it could possibly become. That is not arbitrary. It is purposeful. It is set there for your growth, right? That's what life is about. Life is engaging in all of those really difficult situations for your growth, because always on the other end of that pain is a stronger version of yourself. That's why that pain is there. Like we weight train in the weight room, you know, it's very painful to the body. We subject our body to the pain of lifting weights in order to experience the growth that's on the other end of the pain. Life is that balance between catabolic and anabolic. Catabolic is when you're being broken down. Anabolic is the bounce back associated with going through a circumstance. Go do something that forces you to look the ugliness in the face so that you can deal with it, so that you can grow past it, so that you become a stronger version of yourself. Every time you back away from any of these challenges, these circumstances, these failures, there's no such thing as a failure, okay? You didn't lose that basketball game because you're a failure. You didn't drop out of school. You didn't have the experience that caused you to drop out of school because you're a failure. And those circumstances pose to you in order for you to grow stronger. Even if you fail and fail and fail and fail, you get knocked in your fucking face 10 times. You're not a failure until you quit, motherfucker. I guarantee you that after 90 days of tiny wins and the revamping of your character, you will be the type of person that can get anything done at any time. And the long-time perspective is going to be a successful one for you. Start small, have big wins with these little things, and then use that new version of yourself, that new character tool, to attack bigger and more advanced things until you reach your goal. Good luck.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Listen to this Acast show ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep, anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.